Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. It's a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday. I don't know what the weather is going to be like later on, but right now it is absolutely exquisite. And let's just get this day started with Steve Rummage in the building, Brian Hall in the booth.
Not only is Brian Hall in the booth, look, saleswoman Dawn's in the booth.
Uh-oh.
And I have, did you know she runs a kickball league? How, I've known her for 2 years now and had no idea till the other day that her and husband Matt run a kickoff league.
You are so self-centered. You follow each other on social media. You click likes on the
all
kickball
the
events.
All the time.
And you've never thought to read the caption one time.
I didn't know they run a kickball league. I want in the kickball league. She's giving me a thumbs up. I want in the kickball league. That's all I'm saying. So I'm in. Marcus, are you going to come at least watch?
If I can't participate, Steve, I ain't going.
I don't care. You can play if you want.
Can Dawn?
Hey, Steve, not that this matters to you, but there is alcohol there.
Oh, perfect.
So, there's alcohol.
Marcus, there you go. You can participate. I'm in.
Hey, I'm in.
Coach, look, I understand. Look, don't make this awkward. I don't want anybody to come. Steve's mean. Marcus, you know Marcus can't play kickball. Like, shut up.
Dawn has tiny little legs.
Steve, I'm sure they have Mountain Dews too, man.
See, I will.
Can Dawn blast a... Her legs are so little.
What about Matt? Is Matt good? Is Matt good at kickball? I need to know right now.
Well, the first game that we played, he kicked and he pulled something in his quad.
I was just going to say that, dog. I promise you, if you had not jumped on the microphone, I was going to say, Steve, you're going to pull something immediately. Because Steve doesn't have the self-control to just, kick. You can't aim where you want the ball. You're trying to kick a home run?
I guess.
Hit a home run. Do you hit a home run?
You kick a home run.
You kick it.
Yeah, you kick a home run. You hit home runs.
And then you just got to run.
There's no home run. My point is, I'm playing next year, whether it's on Don and Matt's team or against them.
You're going to be the ringer.
I'm in the game.
ESPN,
I'm in the game.
ESPN
I'm
Louisville
I'm in.
Studios
I'm in.
Sponsor team.
I'm in.
I'm going to put a team together and join the kickball. I'm gonna be like Tupac. I'm gonna be like the Birdman. I'm gonna be like, I want this win, and if y'all can't give it to me, leave now.
Yeah. I got it.
You look, Steve, you might be on another team, but you still playing for me.
I know when I just pop one right up in the air and I look at Marcus real sad.
Motar, you start.
Yeah. Right.
You gone.
Regulators.
This is too much fun. See, if people are wondering why the energy is so live and so vibrant, Steve was just informed that Michael Jordan is coming out with a 30 for 30.
Let's go.
Not Michael
baby.
Jordan coming out for a 30 for 30, but ESPN is coming out with a 30 for 30.
It's called The Last Dance. It's coming. And by the way, look, Coach Luke Murray's already on it. He's hype about it. Like, I'm telling you, man.
Oh, man.
I'm ready.
They're doing that to
ESPN. Check this out.
They're doing that to fight the LeBron effect.
ESPN and Netflix are partnering up for a 10-hour Michael Jordan documentary. Bro,
woo! I'm in.
Let's go.
The GOAT.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody's saying let's go.
You know you're going to watch it.
Until they start following him around those casinos in Vegas.
How good?
They're going to be like, he's a piece of crap.
How good is it going to be?
They're going to show him smoking cigars, gambling, and drinking and staying out till 5
How good is it going to be? If
Jordan had TMZ, you'd hate his guts.
Sure. But
we didn't, so.
It's still going to be amazing. Like, it's going to be an incredible.
I'm here for the highlights, and that's it.
Are you going to boycott it, Marcus?
I only want the highlights. I want the fadeaway. I want the automatic fadeaway.
Mark's going to watch every second.
I want the recovery from the injury that he caught, the one injury early on in his career. That's all I want.
Right.
I just want highlights. Go dunk on Patrick Ewing. Go dunk on Mutombo. A little bit of a Dream Team stuff.
Yeah.
Hit the
finger wag.
That's it.
I know. Dude, it's going
to
be.
You can't give me 10 hours.
Do you think it has to do with the LeBron thing? No, the 10 hours. No.
I'm 100% absolutely positive it's the LeBron kick fight back.
Before we get to that part of it, the 10 hours works. The OJ 30 for 30 was amazing. And yeah, it was like broke up into 12 hours.
Here's the thing. OJ was stupid polarizing. This one is not.
I don't know. I think it's going to be good, man.
This one, what's polarizing? He's the GOAT. It's like saying 10 hours of Tom Brady, 30 for 30. No, he went to Michigan. He got drafted late. Bill Belichick. Drew Bledsoe got hurt. Tom Brady just dominated for the next 15 years.
Jordan's a little more than Tom Brady. Like, the story itself.
Spike Lee, the Jordans, has got to be the shoes. Okay, I got it. Jordan can't get through Detroit. He gets busted every year. I got it. Pippen, Phil Jackson comes. Now they're winning. I got it. I know the story.
But they're going to be talking to him now, I'm sure. And go back to your point now, the GOAT conversation is kind of in basketball is a big conversation right now.
Is Michael Jordan somebody you really want to hear from when we saw his retirement speech?
Yes.
You liked his retirement speech, didn't you? No, you did. That was a bad look.
No, it was amazing because
Michael Jordan, shut up. You're ruining it. You're ruining it. Michael Jordan right now is the situation where you're with a lady. Like, let's go to Steve's earlier courting days when you're with a lady and she's happy to be there, and all you have to do is just shut up and just let the ambiance exist, right?
Yeah.
Michael, let the ambiance exist. Shut your mouth. Because when you start calling out the kid who made the high school team over you in your Hall of Fame speech,
yeah,
it's a bad look.
Yeah, no, man.
Talking bad about Isaiah Thomas and us learning about how you didn't want Isaiah on the Dream Team. That's a horrible look.
Yeah, until the Dream Team beat everybody like a drum. So it went okay.
Isaiah should have been on that team.
I don't disagree.
Christian Leitner.
Yeah, that's kind of a joke. But, I mean, but in all seriousness.
You can only ruin your legacy.
I'm in.
By running your mouth.
No, I'm all in on this, man. I think it's going to be great.
Okay. I'm telling you, LeBron's people are going to do this. You're going to be so disappointed. LeBron put some implants into this.
Hey.
LeBron.
Was that not appropriate time?
Planted some of his employees to mess up the Michael Jordan 30 for 30 or the 10 hour Netflix deal.
Maybe. Because I do think
would you do that if you were LeBron?
I think there's something to that.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, because
if they want to, okay, would you agree? If they really want to make this thing juicy,
oh yeah,
you could make it. Because listen, when those guys started putting out all the, hey, Michael Jordan only played the toughest competition.
Yeah.
And they started showing the highlights of him and John Stockton guarding him and Craig Elo and 55-year-old Joe Dumars guarding him. You're like, damn, Joe Dumars was only 6'2". And Jordan was putting up 45 and losing to the Pistons. And Bill Laimbeer was like the biggest guy. And LeBron is an inch shorter than Bill Laimbeer and weighs
right.
Like, once you start looking at that, you're like, they could tear up the Jordan legacy if they really put an effort into it. Not tear it up, but
because especially, but the OJ stuff come out at the right time. Come out right before he went up for parole. Which I watched in Panama City last year.
You're in the most beautiful place on the planet, you're in the house watching OJ.
Yeah, I was, man.
Like the verdict's going to change.
No, I know. I was like,
he better not get off.
He did. He did.
You were surprised again?
I know.
You can watch that verse again.
And the bad thing was I was kind of rooting for him. I was like, why am I, like, what in the world?
No, you're rooting for anarchy. It wasn't him you were rooting for.
I was like, babe, OJ got off.
Steve, you can't go home. Listen, I need you to, I was going to say, I need you to stay over at my house because you're in danger. You're probably more in danger. Point being, Jordan.
No, I'm not putting myself in danger. I'm putting you in more danger.
Point being.
But since you started running around Marcus, all of a sudden now.
You're cheering for OJ.
Worried about what's happening in the West End and everything else.
Right. Look, you're pro gambling. You're pro weed. What next?
Yeah, I know. Like, well, whatever.
Right.
Jamal Rummage.
He's still fast.
Yeah, he's fast. James, long it up.
Thanks for joining us on the Ed Score and Collision Center Hotline, my man. What's on your mind?
Hey, this is James. I called before, but I'm getting some information to you.
Okay. I'm listening.
I drive truck for a living, and right now fuel's at $3.09 a gallon, and they're saying there's a possibility it might go up even higher this afternoon.
Oh. Dang. Where at? Here?
All over the CB Wolf. I was downtown Louisville. This morning it was at 3:15. That was downtown. And I went to Indiana this morning. It was at almost 3.25 in Scottsburg.
So you want us to sign you up as our resident gas price analyst?
A person that might like me today would be Steve. I heard he lives in Shepherdsville, and their fuels is still at $2.99.
Ah, okay.
I just left Shepherdsville.
Okay, okay. No, this is important. Like, this isn't even one where I'm like, this is a big deal.
So give our listeners the best place to get gas right now.
Right now is Speedway, Pop Little Road. The gas is $3.09 a gallon. Thornton's, Pop Level Road, $3.09 a gallon.
Ooh, wow.
Well, James, I appreciate that.
Thank you, James.
$3.09.
I need to call the wife and be like, hey, fill up.
Honey, look, fill up and then go take the other car. Go home and take the other car and go.
She said, who told you to fill up? James. did he call it? Yeah, I don't know, but just in case he's right, we need, and I don't have, I mean, he drives around all day. He would know.
If you got caught telling your pregnant wife to go to Popular Level Road to fill up a tank and then go in and get the other car. Hey, honey, while you're over here, come pick up the other car.
No, he said Shepherdsville's $2.99 still. Okay. I didn't even notice him this morning.
I need to fill up too. God,
babe. Yeah. Babe, get home. She had a class. Get home. Fill up.
Catch these prices when they're still low.
Yeah. Man.
We will be having Robbie Valentine on a little later on talking about the events. I wonder, I'm going to have to ask him, what does he feel like the gambling, will it affect the Yum Center? Are they going to be able to get a cut of that Metro money a little bit? I have to ask him about that.
No, I think there is an interesting aspect to that.
Okay, Warriors is over?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I watched one quarter. I was like, man, it's going to be a sweep. It's going to be a freaking sweep.
I'll say this. 8150-939 is number 3831-939 is the text line. Let me say this, people. Last night was the first time that I thought this new age basketball was bad basketball.
Yeah.
I was never a big fan of the style of James Harden learning ways to just sweep his arm under yours to get these fouls and get you, you know, awkward stuff. Like, it doesn't look crafty anymore. Right.
I know.
Like, the fouling and the grabbing and the falling and the flopping, it just looked like EPL soccer, you know, soccer, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the guys were so good with the wide open three-pointers. Kevin Durant is just so good on the pull-up, you know. He's a 7'2" guard, Steve.
I know.
Nobody was missing, you know, like, not really. You were either fouled or you were hitting a three-pointer. And it's just like, okay, I need more. I need more. I need big men back in the game. I need big men back in the game. And this is coming from a 6'3" guard.
Well, the good news
is I should love this.
You should, yeah. I mean, but God. I don't disagree. Like, I was really excited for the Warriors Rockets, and then I kind of watched them play.
Right.
And I wasn't real, I don't know. There wasn't a lot. There wasn't a lot there.
Is that just us or I mean, because I mean it was a high scoring thing, but it was just like nobody's fouling or they're fouling on all the screen and rolls.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just fouling on the screens and it's like, well, and James Harden is just like dribbling, travel on his step back.
Yeah.
When did that become a legal move on the step on the James Harden step back?
I don't know, but Coach Mack was all over Twitter last night watching the game.
Pat 40.
Doing some analysis out there.
Pat 40. Coach Mack conversation.
Yeah, we'll definitely.
Has to be had today, people.
Yeah, well, that's going to be a good one.
And you're going to want to hear what we have to say. We should have went Facebook Live last night and talked about it.
Yeah, but we'll definitely on the other side of
the Coach Mack was enjoying it. He was enjoying it.
Yes, yeah. I mean, Coach Mack, but to your point, I mean, he was kind of bringing up some of the same stuff, you know, right. Talking about the screens, the different stuff.
Yeah, basketball minds.
Yeah, basketball minds think alike. So, I don't know. I'm checked out of the Western Conference Finals now. I think that's a four.
That's all
five
you needed.
Game tops. I am looking forward to tonight, though.
Texter says LeBron drops 50 tonight.
If he does, it's over. If LeBron comes out tonight,
they are not beating Boston.
I hope not. But if LeBron comes out tonight, drops 40 plus, or 30, you know, high 30s, and they win, it's over.
What if he drops 40 and they lose? It's over. You don't undertake a LeBron.
I don't know.
He did come back from 3-1.
Yeah, I'm like,
to win a championship.
If he comes out and puts 40 some tonight, win or lose, it may be a wrap.
I just think psychologically, it's going to wear on him to see how much better.
Look, I'm going against my LeBron love, and I'm all in with the Celtics.
Right,
like, I'm pulling for the Celtics.
But that's all Louisville centric.
100%. Yeah, I don't care about the Celtics.
You got no luck.
No,
you don't even enjoy watching them play.
No, I think their court's ugly. I don't even like watching
Jill Blessinger
them play
said
there.
The exact same thing. What is that? What is that wood? Yeah. I was like, do you know that's the most expensive basketball floor?
Yeah.
On the Rick Pitino came in. Speaking of Rick Pitino, yeah. Rick Pitino came in, parkaded instantly.
Like, yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't. I
just dropping $2 million on the floor like day one, like.
But just,
and in the practice facility?
Yeah, but like I said, just aesthetically, it's just nasty. By the way, have you seen, I mean, Louisville's practice facility floor is
No, that's my point.
Yeah.
No, not only does he do it with the Freedom Hall floor, he went, listen, we play on that in the game. Practice on it.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, it's nice.
Just can't recruit, though.
Yeah, one thing. But yeah, no, I'm more into tonight. But again, I'm all Terry Rozier. Let's say that. How about that? I'm not all Celtics. I'm all Terry Rozier.
Right. If I'd rather have Terry Rozier dominate this Eastern Conference Finals and them lose.
Because Terry's the type of player statistically that can get into the finals, and if they were to somehow pull it off and win, would win an MVP.
Or be in the conversation.
Yeah, and man, I'm telling you, for as much as y'all love my hashtag quality over quantity with Kentucky players, I'm going to say this right now, and I usually don't say it, but Kentucky fans, you better not let Terry Rozier get him there and win the NBA Finals MVP and Donovan win Rookie of the Year in the same year. Because I will take ownership.
Is that
a
threat you just made?
Yes.
You said you better not let it happen.
Y'all better not let it happen.
Like, y'all
better figure something. Y'all better be buying tickets. Heading up to Cleveland.
Where are those Kentucky jerseys in the middle of the game? That is necessary.
Boo.
That is absolutely.
Jason, boo.
That's going to be absolutely necessary.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, man. Figure it out. Because if Terry wins the NBA Finals MVP and Donovan wins the Rookie of the Year, Louisville owns the NBA. Louisville owns the NBA.
In 6 weeks, we have went to, we got a couple guys in there, to we're the best.
I'm waiting for the texter that jumped all over Jason Anderson about being the Kentucky homer. I do want to point out that Jason is wearing blue again. Kentucky homer Jason Anderson wearing blue again. All right.
It says KC, not Kentucky Crip. That's a difference.
No, he's not really been accused of that.
I got out. Typically, you don't get out, but I was able to get out.
So. I'm sorry. Run for your lives.
I couldn't help it. That one text ruined me. I'm all over Jason. Trying out for KSR Jason. I love it.
Jason Crip.
Are they having a tryout? Somebody not send me an email? I'm right here, what, ready to go. Come on, send me an email, a text,
I love
a
it.
Memo.
Jason, you can crip walk, can't you?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, never mind.
Oh, my God. What are you talking about?
Of course I can. Are you kidding me?
Oh, okay.
That was good comedic timing right there, Jason.
Perfect.
Didn't you know that?
Perfect.
I'm offended you asked me.
Look, I'm wearing KC.
I love it.
Ray Spalding just got invited to the combine.
We're back. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yesterday.
Yes. Yeah. See, look, Even somebody that's still rude, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Louisville talk. Jason's done. Hey, he's done. I'm checked out. Look, I'm creating the narrative
here. This is what I deal with all the time.
Kidding. Kidding. Jason's right down the middle, man. I love it. He is.
Am I though?
He really is.
No, he's he is. He's irritatingly straight.
He is. I mean, yeah, that's one way to look at it.
Stop it, Stevie. Grow up.
He can be.
Bro, just grow up.
On that note, hey, I'm not touching that one.
Quick commercial break. Robbie Valentine on the other end. We're going to ask him all the questions about the Yum Center and the effects that it will have with the gambling and all that good stuff. Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number on 93.9 DeVille.
You're listening to Middays with Marcus Maben, broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Now, you better not turn that down. What are you doing in there?
Yeah. Better play that.
Right. Proud of your music. Let it roll.
That's good. That's
good. Who sings this, Brian Hall?
What's up?
Who sings the song?
This is the Flash. The old Flash? Hold on. Who is it?
Close. Grandmaster Flash.
Grandmaster.
Bud Bundy, where's the Grandmaster be? No, not Ice Cube, people. Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
and not P. Diddy. Mace.
Right. I forgot that one.
This is courtesy of Mr. Melly Mel.
I love this.
Welcome back. Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number on 93.9. I don't know what I was going to say. I lost my train of thought. I got excited. Here we got former Cardinal and championship winner, Robbie Valentine. Thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing? A lot of fun going on there.
Oh, man. Look. Why do I feel like you were ridiculing me saying, hey, Marcus, you're having a little too much fun. Keep it down.
I love it, man. We're trying to have a little fun here at the Yum Center today, too.
Perfect transition. When you say a little bit of fun at the Yum Center, fire away.
Well, you know, we're busy. We had a very, very, very busy last month, and we had a little bit of a break this month, and then we get into Willie Nelson, and that's going to be some old school at the Yum Center on the 23rd. And then in July, it goes kind of crazy because you get into Def Leppard and Shania Twain and Smashing Pumpkins and Sugarland and Rod Stewart and Fall Out Boys, and ended up, then we start the fall with Maroon 5. So we're just announced Fleetwood Mac, so we're starting to get busy, and then come July, that's when we'll start announcing some of our bigger shows come fall. So
let me get a two-part question in here. What was the first part? What would you describe as the biggest event of the last month?
Pink was an amazing show. She had a break when she was sick for about 3 weeks. We thought we were close because we didn't know if she was going to be able to make it, but we were her first show back. It was a sellout, and it was an amazing crowd, and she's a top performer, and we really enjoyed that show. We had a lot of guests from around the world here, so it was really, really neat to have her on cue.
Let me get an arrogant Robbie Valentine saying it was no coincidence that this was the show she could not pass up.
Nobody wants to pass playing at the Yum Center. It's as you guys know, it's prima donna of all arenas and the fourth largest arena in the United States. So it's a great place to play, and we're glad she was healthy and able to get back to Louisville. And I'll tell you what, Kevin Hart really did an amazing show, and a lot of people don't understand that when you have a Kevin Hart show, that's when you have your largest group of security here because, of course, you can't use your mobile phones at all.
Right.
So if anybody pulls out their phones, you know, we have to you know, walk him to the front door.
You were able to keep cell phones out of a Kevin Hart Yum Center concert?
Let me tell you something. It was easy because it was, if you did have your phone out, you're going to miss something. That's how great his show was. And he brings it every day. As a matter of fact, it was so great that I'm going to go see him in Indianapolis on this Friday. So now I get a chance to watch and see and witness this guy in action. So he brought a heck of a show to Louisville, and he's going to be back in 2 years. So we're looking forward to that.
Now, talking with Robbie Valentine on 93.9. Now, Robbie, let me ask you this. I know you work hard, and you don't have to convince us how hard you work. But let me ask you, has your job become easier? And did I hear you say it's the fourth largest arena in the United States?
Fourth largest arena in the United States.
Okay, knowing that that's a stat that you can give every major entertainer, has your job gotten considerably easier to say, hey, this is an event you cannot miss?
Yeah, it's still a lot of work. I mean, of course, we work for AEG, and we're the largest sports entertainment group in the world, and we're based out of L.A., so which the president was here yesterday, and we bring it every day. And, you have to deal with the promoters and Live Nation and all the excellent groups and promoters you work with, but there's a lot more than just the concerts that we have to do. You know, we're always looking at, you know, partnering with other agencies downtown Louisville. Our biggest thing right now is teaming up with all the hotels, both new and old. There's so many new hotels that have been built at downtown Louisville since the arena's open. And then the convention center opens up in August. So our partnership with them is basically opening our doors up to some of the shows that they're going to have over the next few years. They sold out now for the next 2 years, the convention center.
Right.
And we want to be just like Lucas Oil Downtown Conventions in Indianapolis, Bankers Arena downtown Indianapolis. They all work together in Indianapolis 500. We want to do the same for the Convention Center, the Omni, the Gold House, and all the partners. So our biggest thing has been getting out there with the CVB, the Sports Commission,
right,
and doing things that we haven't done in a long time. From a local perspective, we know what we can do worldwide and nationally and internationally. We're working, focusing on what we can do to make Kentuckiana stronger around the Yum Center. And there's two things that's happened over the last 3 years. There's more festivals in Louisville. They help you, they hurt you. We help them, we hurt them. So it's just one of those things that there's more and more buildings that are now operating with live music.
Right.
If you look at Old Coyotes, I don't know, Jefferson, they done turned into a concert hall now, and they're doing live music there. There's some talk about the convention, the Louisville Gardens opening up. Then you have Freedom Hall. So there's a lot of competition, not just from Rupp Arena, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, St. Louis.
Locally.
We got competition in Louisville, and we love it. That's what we love about it. We love competition. We want people to bring their A game because we want to make sure our A game stays where it is, too. It's all competitive. It's just like playing basketball, man. And you got to go out there and try to win every day. And if you don't win, you take that risk to win. You got to take a risk every day, and we do that. But the main thing is not forgetting who we are and concentrate and focus every day on what we can do to make Louisville stronger, both the West End, East End, South, and North. And that's basically a lot of our meetings. We have Ticketmaster in here right now, and they're talking about things that they would like to see happen. And things are changing every day in this industry.
Yes.
Every day. And everything about this industry right now, it's in the palm of your hand. Everything is controlled by the palm of your hand. Everything. And it makes it harder on us that you do more with your mobile phone because there's so much out there. In the past, you know, versus a concert, it's going to be at the largest place in Louisville. Now people will go to a 300-seat venue to go watch a concert. So everything's changed, and we have to change as we wake up every day and come into meetings. And University of Louisville, same thing with men's and women's basketball. It's changed a lot since last year. And with the staffing, everything has changed, and everything's different. Everything's upbeat. Everybody's ready to go, and we're having fun with it. And my job also is working with men's basketball at the arena, and you know, on-site recruiting. Every time they get a recruit in, you know, that's all an umbrella. And they brought several Coach Max team. They come in as a team. They bring one recruit in. All the coaches. The basketball operations, the whole team is here with the recruit and the family. So it's a little different than in the past.
Right.
You know, I really love it. I love his style. I love what he brings to the table. They're new. So it's like, you know, we have to you know, kind of coach them with everything that goes on at the arena, so that way when they can translate that to the parents and the recruits and the recruits' eyes when they walk, you know, it's a different kid that's been recruited than what Rick brought in. So when these kids get out of the car and we pull them up in front of the arena, if you can see their face and their eyes to look at this, this place is massive from the outside. Can you imagine bringing a 16, 17, 18-year-old and walking them around the Yum Center?
No,
and
we
get a chance to see.
We've totally been trying to sell that idea of just like you know, when people say recruiting is going to be an impossible task, I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, the Yum Center alone is like the great equalizer.
Marcus, Coach Mack reminds me so much of Denny Crum in so many ways. He is he's laid back. He gets it done with his style. But if people, if our Card fans, our Card Nation fans, if they're patient, this guy's going to bring it. I mean it. I love everything about him. I love his style, his coaches, everything that he's doing, the type of caliber. He's bringing ACC players into this arena. He's not bringing a bunch of kids from a lower level. These are ACC-built basketball players with vision of graduating, with vision of maybe going to the next level. But he's bringing that caliber kid in. But I'm going to tell you, just about every recruit he's brought in, which is really interesting, has come in with a mom and a dad. You just don't see that a whole lot. You know, it's always, you know, in a lot of cases, a single-parent mom and or AAU coach.
Right.
He's bringing in family-oriented kids, and I love his style. I love his staff. You know,
that's a good look behind the scenes on that one.
Well, it's a lot of people don't get a chance to see that. They're going to see coach. I get to see coach, dad, husband, you know, father to a lot of the kids, and just the personal conversations, and he's upbeat, and I just love his laid back Denny Crum type facial. He has that smooth. He's real cool. His charisma, you know, he got some swag.
So you're all in on him.
Hey, well, you know what? This is me, okay?
Right.
I love the University of Louisville. I love University of Louisville. And to be honest, whoever they hired, my job is to support and take care of them and make sure I have their back. So when they walk in this arena, they're walking into the cleanest, the most professional arena in the world. And that's our job, to make sure that this thing's prepared. I mean, I'm talking not a towel on the floor, not a piece of lint on the floor.
I'm glad
when they walk in this arena, it's game ready.
Yeah, I'm glad you can say that so unapologetically, because it's like nowadays it's almost, you know, seen as a bad thing to just say I support, and my job, what I can do is support as much as humanly possible.
Oh, you have to. And, you know, we didn't make the choice. The choice is made, and guess what? I like this choice. And, you know, his wife, Christy, I knew her in the past, before, you know, she left Louisville. Her family, the Holy Cross family off Dixie Highway. I mean, these people.
Don't tell me they used to come to your camps too, Robbie.
Hey, man, look. if you drove in a basketball and you haven't come out to camp over 33 years, something's not right.
Right.
So I've crossed a lot of paths, and I'm really happy about it. But if you are a U of L fan, get ready, because this man's going to bring it. I promise you, he's going to bring it. It's a different style. It's going to be a great style. It's going to be a fun style. And the way he gets involved in a student section, it's going to be a different student section in the past.
Oh.
Because the coaches are going to determine, they're going to be involved in a student section. They're going to be very involved, because that's what brings the kids to the arena, man. Is they want to, the kids, every kid that talks, you know, they want to know where the student section is. And that's one of the top. Once that's one of the first questions. They don't even ask about where the parents sit. The kids ask, "Where's the student section?"
Right.
Every recruit that walks in this arena says that.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, you know, I cannot let you off the show without always asking the one awkward or uncomfortable question you mentioned earlier. To be successful with the Yum Center, you got to take a risk. You know the natural question. Speaking of risks, how long is it before we have gambling kiosks in the Yum Center, Robbie?
Hey, the way they're talking, we might have one in the lobby next Tuesday.
Right. No, okay. In all seriousness, how do you think if a fast forward gambling got approved, how would it affect the downtown or the Yum Center in particular?
Well, the way they're talking, on a positive end, the way they're talking is that it can really help the overall state that's having issues with dollars.
Right.
That, I guess that's one of the first things. I guess the second thing is when you look at the school systems that are short of dollars, the pensions, the teachers, the education, the police departments, if those things can help out in ways that's going to help our community prosper, hey, I think it's a great thing. But at the same time, Vegas has been able to take advantage just for years. And now, you know, it looks like, you know, several states around the United States will get a chunk of this. And, you know, who's smiling bigger than Churchill Downs right now?
Ooh, they're in position to pounce on this thing, aren't
right.
they?
Right, exactly. So, I mean, I think if it's done the right way, I think it could be positive. But, you know, like anything else, Marcus, if it's not put out there the right way, it could really tarnish sports in a lot of negative ways too, because you know the things that's going on with the youth and sports. The last thing we need
right.
is gambling when it comes to AAU.
Yeah, I'm scared. I'm so terrified of that.
That's the scary part about this. And right now there's no policies or rules around what the Supreme Court put out there yesterday. And then if you get government around it, and then they tighten it up, and then it's one of those political things that's kind of scary to even really talk about, but
yeah.
at the same time, it's out there. But I can say kudos to, you know, places like, you know, Churchill Downs and places that are already doing on-site betting, and now they can get an opportunity to take it to a whole nother level. Mm-hmm. Now, I just don't want to make gambling on my basketball camp.
Right. No, that, like I said, that's a total nightmare. Oh, okay, one more question before I get you out of here. We know I've always been jealous of your relationship with Donovan Mitchell. Have you congratulated him? Are you going to have another one of those huge autograph signings, or what kind of things you have, like, you know, everybody's so proud of him. Do you have anything like that in the making?
Yeah, we do. Matter of fact, Ray Spalding and a few other guys, their agents have contacted me. Donovan will be in town. Donovan and I text each other at least once or twice a week, along, you know, wants to communicate with his mom and dad as well. He's like a son to me. What he's done for Louisville, Kentucky, outside of Louisville, Kentucky, has been remarkable, because the kid, let's not even talk about basketball.
Right.
Let's talk about the way he speaks and his charisma on TV. That is a kid that we love just off and on the court.
Yeah, spokesman.
And then you think of, right. Then you think of Rozier. Rozier don't speak as much, but his actions on the basketball floor. So when you have two young former Louisville Cardinals on the floor playing at the level of the guy, the LeBron Jameses and these guys, you know, Donovan, if he gets it or not, I'm going to tell you, I don't believe in Cole anything. I don't want him to get
it. I know. I know.
He's going to get it or he's not going to get it. I'm not interested in sorrow.
That's a bailout.
This kid is rookie of the year. I mean, this is his first year. You're the guy. I don't want to mention his name.
Right.
He's been in the league 2 years. He had a good feel of what goes on and what happens. But I tell you this,
he had an agent for 2 years.
Right. And I look at Donovan on and off the court. Donovan's rookie of the year. Matter of fact, on and off the court, Donovan is player of the year. Donovan took pro basketball to a whole nother level.
I mean,
because of him, Utah Jazz on national TV just about every other night.
And will be. Like, their fortunes are going to change from this point forward. Like, next year, I dare TNT or you know, ESPN not to put Donovan Mitchell on there.
He's a great kid. I mean, he's a kid that's going to go back and graduate from college. He's a kid that's going to do well in the community. He's going to be the face of NBA. I mean, when you see these commercials, that's the face that they want.
Yeah, well, I
and
just,
yes, he will be in Louisville. He'll stop by one of the weeks of my camp. Yes, he'll be signing autographs in the community. And he's going to be a part of making sure that Coach Mack is in good shape with guys coming back and kind of going over and playing with the guys in the evenings like we did in the past. And so he's Louisville partner all the way, man. He represents every day.
Now, Robbie, I just wanted to thank you on behalf of the University of Louisville. I wanted to thank you on behalf of the city for making sure that tie with Donovan Mitchell, you know, stayed strong. That was just a great and special thing on your part to keep that.
Absolutely.
If people don't realize how much you did just to make sure his ties were strong, I mean, I think it's important that they know now. So
I hope we can get back with you guys when the guys get back in town and you know, they get around to different businesses and
yes.
and sign autographs. But also I want to mention my camps are the 3 weeks in June, third week in July. You can register. Just go to KFCYumCenter.com. Date times are 9 to 3 p.m. And we're excited going into my 33rd year. And we're having just as much fun now as we did our first year when I started with Wiley Brown. So.
Well, we'll definitely talk of that. We'll have you on again. Maybe you come by the studio, man. Don't be too big time to
Absolutely,
come into the
yeah.
studio and talk.
Hold on a second, man. I mean, anytime. Look, I bring my quarters. I'll park right there in the front.
So you know the layout of the land.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you got to bring those quarters. Otherwise, you're gonna get pulled. Yeah, look, you're gonna go out there. You're gonna go out there, and there's that boot sitting on your truck.
Look, even the locals like myself and Steve know the struggle is real. Hey, Robbie, I appreciate the time. I'm looking forward to talking to you real, real soon.
Oh, love, man. Let us know what we can do for you. Appreciate you, and I love you to death, man.
Absolutely. I'll be talking to you soon. That was Robbie Valentine, people. KFCYumCenter.com. Three camps, three in June, one in July. Yeah. 9 to 3 are the times he said it. You heard it. If you have dribbled a basketball in the last 33 years, chances are, it has been dribbled under the tutelage of Robbie Valentine.
And anything that runs for 33 years is running the right way.
It must be good.
I mean, that's just the facts.
Right.
Yeah. No, and I mean, look, the people.
Hey, I'm just going to say, I grew up going to Robbie Valentine's yeah. basketball camps when I was a little kid.
I know.
And he's still doing it today, man. And it's crazy. It was one of my favorite camps I went to.
No, I agree. And it's cool to have him involved in the Yum Center. Just, I mean, the concerts he brings in, you know, it's incredible.
Speaking of camps, another camp that I need to tell you about. ChrisMackBasketballCamp.com. Repeat. Chris Mack. basketballcamp.com.
My son's ready. I know that.
You have an opportunity right now to get in, and if you wait, you'll regret it forever. Imagine this, people. Imagine the 4 Final Fours, 2 national championships, Coach Chris Mack in 15 years.
Yeah.
Imagine saying, I was at his camp when he first came yep. to Louisville. I was at Chris Mack's first basketball. My kids
yeah.
went to Chris Mack's first basketball camp back in 2018. It was a beautiful summer. It was the great. 30 years later, Chris Mack's still doing his thing in the Hall of Fame. And you have a chance. You'll only have this chance one time to be a part of the Chris
of the first Mack one.
Basketball camp at the University of Louisville.
And look, here's the thing. The coaches, and I've been to Bobby Petrino's camp with my son, and they do a great job with it as well. And we'll talk more about that in the coming days. But one thing about these camps, and Chris Mack's going to be doing this, the coaches are going to be working with
their hands-on.
They're hands-on. I mean, it's going to be the coaches there. So you can have your kid out there. It's going to be Coach Mack, Coach Pegues, Coach Murray. I'm sure some of the players will be floating around.
I'm going to make sure they have a videographer or a photographer yeah. where you will be able to get some footage
or some
pictures. Like, think about that experience you can get for your kids right now. Like, you're going to spend money on a lot of crappy things this summer.
Yeah.
If you don't get it, your child or your children into a Chris Mack basketballcamp.com, yeah. you're going to regret it big time.
Big time.
Not to mention, let me just say this, and you all know exactly what I'm talking about. We watched Quentin Snyder play at the University of Louisville. Do you know Quentin Snyder was at the Rick Pitino basketball camp?
Yeah.
And the most valuable picture they have in that family is Quentin Snyder as a little 10-year-old. Taking a picture with Coach Chris Mack. I mean, with Coach Rick Pitino. Yeah. And just 10 years later,
yeah.
he's their point guard.
I know.
Those stories can only start with you going to ChrisMackBasketballCamp.com.
Yeah.
Here's your opportunity. You better do it. I'm letting you know. You have to do it.
I agree. Now let's get the adult camp. Don't think I'm not taking
you.
Don't think I'm not taking
you.
You're
straining
that idea.
This relationship every single day, Steve.
I'm taking that.
You're
idea.
Not doing a adult Chris Mack basketball camp, Steve.
Is all I'm saying is I've taken that idea straight to Kenny Klein. So when it happens, you're welcome.
Steve, you're welcome. I'm not letting you participate.
Oh, I'm so
you
in.
Cannot participate.
So in.
Everybody else can. It'll be a great idea. Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150. Don't go anywhere. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 3831, 93.9 is the text line on 939.